Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers,
hello and welcome to our Web Crawlers Mailbag episodes. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Do we have anything of note to read prior to getting into our mailbag episode?
I'm not seeing anything. All right. We got a lot of voicemails though.
Damn. Always, well, let's get into those.
Always got the voicemails. Okay.
Web crawlers, it's Dina from Toronto. I hope you guys are doing well. So, yeah,
sure.
I'll sing something for you.
The opera singer.
You're so funny.
Oh, right.
Thank you for asking. I took a 6-year-long hiatus, and I'm just getting back into it.
So,
I'm actually just getting over a cold, but why not? Why
yes.
The heck not?
Oh, boy.
I actually have, this is going to sound weird, but one of the biggest voice types in the world. So I'm classified as a Wagnerian singer. You know, when you picture like the 500-pound woman with like the horns on her head, that's me essentially.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm going to sing over a 250-piece orchestra with a brass section without a microphone into a like 3,000-seat auditorium.
Wow.
That's what my voice is meant to do. So I'm going to put my phone on the far end of the room.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Speaker.
Oh, boy.
And this is a little bit of one of my favorite artists. I used to sing this a little off the end while my voice is today now, but it's Within Check. It's a little bit from Rusalka by the Horda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Anyways, yeah.
My wine glass broke.
I know. My coffee shatters.
If anyone out there is actually looking to go to an opera, 10 out of 10 recommend anything by Mozart. Rossini is also good. He's very funny. Don't go to Wagner. They're 5 hours long and easily accessible. It's not an enjoyable listen is all I'm saying. Even though that's basically all I sing these days. But yeah. If you want just like a really enjoyable, fun opera, Mozart, Rossini did like Barbara Seville and all those. And then Carmen by Bizet is also, I mean, you know, it's a heavy one, but it's a banger. It's a banger. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for asking. It means a lot. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay. So much love. Bye.
Wow.
That was so cool.
That was impressive.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
What a crazy, powerful voice. Like, that's
Can
nuts.
You imagine? I would just, like, sing at people all day. Hello.
Wow. I like that she had a piano and was, like, playing the note.
I know.
Real professional.
I want to take opera.
Wow. Well, who? What are these other voicemails going to be? No one's going to sing opera.
I know. Seriously.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Carson City Brittany Bitch.
I got some opera to sing for you.
Yeah, sing for us.
I'm in tug of war with my puppy right now with the and my old dog Mick. He is currently laying on his oversized chair. It was supposed to be my reading up chair, but I mean, he claimed it as his own. Anywho, I wanted to share something really cute that my puppy does. So we're working on potty training.
Oh.
So what's today? Today is like February 10th, I think, or 9th. And so she'll be 4 months on the 22nd. She was born October 22nd. So the last day of being a Libra, so she's a little Libra.
That might be Dolly's birthday.
We get along really well with Libra. Oh. My sister's a Libra. Her boyfriend's a Libra.
Wow.
So, there's a few signs that I generally don't get along with. I'm not going to name signs. I don't want to sign shame anyone.
Aries. Yeah, Pisces.
Aries. The cute thing that my puppy does when I'm taking her out on the potty on the patio to go. Potty. She'll do her business. She'll go potty or poo-poo. And she gets a treat. But she does to let me know, she grabs her little leash and pulls me to the sliding glass door.
That's funny.
To let me know that she's done. It's the fucking cutest thing.
That's cute when
dogs
do that.
I don't know. Does anyone else's dog do this or something similar? Or anyone have any cute, like, dog stories to share? Because I love those. And then my hubby. So, like, when we got her, she was 10 weeks old? Or 11? No, she was 10 weeks old. And then Bailey, my soul pup, when we got her, she was 11 weeks old, so that's why I keep getting it mixed up. Anywho, within the first week, this 10-week-old little girl, my hubby had her, he taught her how to sit, shake hands, and lay down.
Very good. So right now he's
working on roll over. He's like the one that's training, and it's the fucking cutest thing. He's such a proud papa. but... Yeah, I don't know, it's funny because dogs usually gravitate towards one person, but B loves both of us, like, equally, I feel like. She's like our little buddy. And, she's chasing her tail right now.
Wait, I think there's a part two.
Dolly was born in November, false alarm.
False alarm, not a Libra.
False alarm.
I just called back so you can hear my old man dog. That's my old man dog right there.
That's so funny.
And he's talking. It's hard having a puppy. He's yelling. Yeah. Oh.
That's a good dog. That's a good boy right there.
That's a good boy.
Yeah. Here. Get the baby. Okay. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
That's really cute. That's a good boy right there.
Okay, next message.
Hey guys, it's Carson City Brittany Bitch again. I also was listening to the mailbag episode where Jacqueline, dog on the counter girl, was saying she got a puppy too, and that's so exciting.
Yes. Yeah.
So how old is your puppy now, Jacqueline? And what's your puppy's name? What kind of dog? So mine, I've got my BB, but I call her B. And we're guessing she's a mutt, so we're guessing pit is like the dominant breed that's like kind of showing itself, and then we're thinking lab and some sort of hound. I know, Mac. Hey, you want to go out? Do you want to go to bed? Go to bed? Okay.
Is it baby? Go bed.
I'm talking right now. Hold on. Okay.
I'm on the phone with web crawlers.
Hounds, pit, lab, maybe some shepherd too. And ooh, she's like so dog. Fucking cute. She's got she's like a sable color. And then she's got like a white chest and white belly with like cookies and cream spots. And then her little paws got like little cookies and cream spots. It looks like cookies and cream and it's so fucking cute. And they're roughhousing right now, Mac and B. I know. Hey,
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
Tail. She's got a white pigtail, and she's got like the same pattern as him on the back of her neck. It's really cool. So he's got like kind of like a distorted diamond shape. Anywho, and then my Gracie Mae kitty is going crazy with the puppy too. She's my
two
kitty's
dogs,
13. Mackie's 11.
Yeah.
And then
that's
Giacomo,
a lot.
He is
Giacomo.
Giacomo.
And then B is gonna be 4 months. So crazy. Oh. All right, okay, bye.
Wow, that's a full house of pets over there.
That is a serious full house.
Man, having two dogs, a cat, and a bird, I couldn't.
There's no way. Sometimes I'm like, it'd be fun to have a fish, but then I'm like, I don't even know how to take care of a fish.
Yeah.
I know I would fuck up the water situation.
I know,
like the tank.
Yeah, you gotta make
like
sure
the algae and the pH. I just know.
Yeah.
Because I got a jacuzzi and it's just like an algae pool back there.
Well, you can get some frogs.
That is
maybe
actually
a swamp.
There we go. I'll just put everything in there.
Yeah,
just get some
just
toads, some snakes, eels.
Eels?
Yeah, I'll just get some eels.
Crawlers.
Hello?
In keeping with my promise, this is Aaron Michael Lambert, not Adam Second Lambert, mind you. Miss Throwin, with respect, I do want to keep my promise to call in and pop up, say hello every now and then, in the spirit of community. I do have something specific this time. Again, listening, I haven't finished the episode yet, but I will. That's my word and on it. But Miss Becca called and left a very lovely two-parter. But the part I loved the most was coming 180 round on Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
I had to eat some crow with sight of humble pie on that my own self, and I thought it was quite lovely of her to admit it, and truly so, as I mean it. And it was just so nice as someone who hasn't called in a while to hear someone else admit as much and the same thing, same shared experience, you know, and that's what the community is all about. And so
that is,
I thought I'd just drop that. And lots of love to the community and to you, Miss Melissa, and yep, Miss Annie as well, and everyone working on the show, of course.
That's just
lots
us.
Of love. And
yeah.
Be well. Take care. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Thank you.
Wow, you had to eat some crow.
Who was that?
Aaron Michael Lambert, not to be confused with Adam Lambert. He's called in before.
Oh.
I recognize his voice.
I recognized it, but I didn't.
What is it?
No.
Is it Scottish or is it Irish?
It sounded Scottish.
Irish or Scottish?
One of the two, yeah.
Irish.
Interesting.
Aaron Michael Lambert.
Aaron Michael Lambert.
Wow, big Taylor Swift head now.
Yeah, now.
Wow. You're welcome.
Yeah, seriously, we're doing God's
doing
work.
The Lord's work.
Hey, I need to call you guys because, well, I love you guys, but side note, that's just a side note.
Thank you.
I have a friend. I'm from Utah County, which is right by Provo. I'm like two cities away.
Ooh.
And you guys were talking about the fish on the ATM. And my friend has ATMs, so he owns like a lot of the ATMs in Utah.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
He's, I called him. I was like, "Hey, like, whatever. Do you like have the
fish? Do you know about this fish?
You got the fish?
Things?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "But the fish are nothing compared to." He had a guy
There's a guy in Salt Lake City on some of his ATMs in broad daylight, takes an S-150, which is a truck, and backs up, hooks a chain to him, and just pulls him right out of the, like, he'll break walls.
I've seen videos of that.
He'll just take ATMs, hook him right up to his truck, and pull, drag him. It's insane. Anyways, you guys are awesome. Don't play this unless you have to, because I hate my voice. Okay, bye.
I've seen videos of that where people just, they'll take like trucks and they'll get a chain and they'll hook it to the ATM because you can't like break into an ATM. It's like impossible.
Right.
So they just drag it in their car and they
bring
it.
Well, that's not like a, that's not a prank. That's like theft.
No, steal, that's theft.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you steal it. That's crazy. And they drill into it when they bring it to wherever they take it. But yeah.
Oh my God.
That's nuts.
Jesus Christ. I've heard of people owning ATMs.
Owning an ATM.
I know that is like a way to make money.
Well, at my old job, Hamburger Mary's, they had an ATM out front, but like he, the owner, he filled it himself.
And then you charge.
Yes, it was like a $250 fee or whatever.
Yeah. I've heard of that. And then I've also heard of... God, my brain today.
Vending machines?
Yep, you know it. Yep, vending machines.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Passive income.
We should put a vending machine somewhere. A web crawler's vending machine.
We should. Where would we put
just it? Just for fun. Just to like see if we make money on it.
That'd be very funny.
Just as like an experiment.
Every day, restock it with just the weirdest shit. Just
the
most
the bizarre stuff.
It's a great idea. Okay, next.
Wait, pause it for a second.
Yes.
If you're listening and you're in Los Angeles and for free, like if we don't have to pay you a fee or rent, Melissa and I can put a vending machine in your store.
Yes.
Let us know.
And it'll just be.
Well, we could just get stuff for cheap and then put stuff in it. Or we can put fun stuff in it that people could get.
Random drawings.
Yeah, like drawings and art. And whatever would pop out of it. Anyways, email us.
My old computers. That
underwear.
Underwear.
Melissa and I's underwear.
Old cans of LaCroix.
Yeah. So let us know. Yeah, trash.
Let us know. Let us know. Okay, next message.
This is genius. Colors. We're going to be rich.
I'm Carly from Indiana. Well, I'm not from Indiana. I'm from Louisiana. But you know what I mean. Carly, where are you?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What happened?
Solar flare.
Solar flare.
Number four. My VA claim, my Veterans Affairs claim, it went through, and I got my money. I'm no longer going to be struggling.
Oh, good.
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Nice.
And I thought I would be more excited, but after waiting, like, literally 4 years, I am just dumbfounded. It doesn't even feel real. But I just wanted to share that amazing news with you. There is quite a few people that listen to web crawlers that are going through stuff right now. And I really hope that everyone, like Becky, for example, I hope you guys all recover quickly, mentally, physically, spiritually. I hope that you guys are happy going through whatever changes you're going through, despite how hard it is. And I love you all. And where's Jeb? I haven't heard from Jeb in like months.
Yeah, I know.
Can someone check on Jeb? How's he doing? Anyway, what are you doing? I love you guys. Bye.
Dang. Yeah, I remember talking about it was like it took 4 years to get like this payment money from
so crazy.
God. Yeah, the way- a veteran.
Yeah, Veterans Affairs is reprehensible the way we treat veterans. Also, do you think Jeb is in the slammer?
Oh my God, what if Jeb's in prison?
Yeah, do you think maybe Jeb and his hounds got into a scrap?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jeb, we'll bail you out.
We'll bail you out. Call us.
Yeah, call us.
Call us from prison.
We'll take a jail call.
Yeah, we'll take a jail call. We took a call from the dentist office.
Yeah, we'll take a call.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Allie, I'm Melissa. This is Anna.
Hi.
The girl with the flower smell, whatever.
Yes.
I hope you guys are doing well. Spoiler alert, I finished the last episode of True Detective, and I take back everything that I said in my last voicemail about writing it, and... Oh. Damn, that show was weird. That's it. Bye.
Wow. Yeah.
I liked it, unfortunately. I didn't love it as a season for sure, but I did think that the finale wrapped it up in a way that I was satisfied with.
Yes. They didn't dilly-dally around. They didn't go crazy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, my questions are answered. Like, I feel okay.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's always next season if they make
it. Always next season.
Hi, it's Angelica.
Hello.
What am I calling about today? So I have been playing Bimbo News whenever I give my dog a bath. Or, like, drive him, like, to hang out with me, between me and, like, my parents' house. And I noticed he is super chill. And my dog, like, freaks out for both bath time and car time.
That's funny.
Like things are a lot less chaotic when he's listening to you guys.
Wow, our voices.
Oh, wow.
You guys are, like, my little doggy whisperer.
That's funny.
He loves you guys. So thanks for calming my dog down.
You're welcome.
Because, yeah, I tried Pandora and playing music, and it doesn't last very long. But for you guys, we get, like, a full 10 to 12 minutes before I have to stop and let him go pee because he's nervous.
Wow.
He's getting better, though. I had him this weekend. But that's part of the reason why I had to call. Bonus up. Okay, this is kind of old. I don't remember if you guys talked about this, but going back to Golden Batch, do you remember when Faith posted on her Instagram a picture, like a selfie with her and Brock O'Hearn, like the super buff fitness dude who was like kind of popular back in the day, like when I was, whatever, when Instagram was just starting or something. But anyways,
no.
Yeah, she posted a selfie of him, and I remember seeing him and be like, what? And she's like, oh, Brock O'Hearn, such a nice boy, had a lovely lunch with him or something. And then then it got deleted, and I was just like, no one ever, like, confirmed what that was about. Because, like, she follows him, and he didn't follow her, but then he got a whole post, and I'm like, what was that about, Faith? So that was just something I have been meaning to call in and, like, tell you guys and ask about, but I kept forgetting. But I remembered it now. I think that's, you know? Yeah, Super Bowl. I like the Nickelodeon version. That was just more fun. Yeah, that was it. I forgot the rest already. Bye.
Okay, so Faith on Golden Bachelor. There's an article. It's like, is she dating Brock O'Hearn? They were spotted out. She was grabbing lunch with a man less than half her, as old as Gary Turner. 32-year-old fitness model Brock O'Hearn.
I have a feeling they weren't getting lunch, that they were at the same place for lunch and she got a fan pic and posted it.
Yeah, I bet that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't think that they're...
Brock O'Hearn, who shot to fame through social media for popularizing the man bun.
Yeah.
That's why he was famous.
These people don't know each other.
Oh, she said, I was lucky enough to have this young man sit next to me at lunch.
Okay.
Charming and kind and so sweet. He looks like he could be my son's brother and young enough to be my own son.
She just thought he was hot and took a photo. They took a photo together. And then probably so many people commented weird on it. She deleted it. Yeah. Nope. There ain't nothing going on there. Sorry.
Do we know who's going to be the Golden Bachelorette?
I was hoping Meryl Streep, but I think she's dating Martin Short. So I don't know. I don't think they know. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm back. It's me again.
Hi.
I just wanted to recap Batch and just talk a little smack. Okay, I was having such a field day with Sydney the Snake when she was on that two-on-one day. Oh, my God. I'm so glad Joey sent her home. Yes. He sent her home the episode before. But when she was, like, talking to him, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I was just talking to yelling at the TV the whole time. She was like, he's like, oh, I have to send you home. And she was like, okay, well, I just hope that you're aware of your decisions. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, she sucks.
The audacity. You're crazy. And then when she was, like, talking, like, her little confessional, she was like, my brain is just all over the place. And I was like, yeah, because your brain is melted, girl. Oh, my gosh. And then Leah the Liar. Her brain is over. She was so annoying.
She's
so
gone,
yeah, I'm glad Maria is thriving. I didn't know how I felt about Maria like the first episode, and then obviously like we're all team Maria. She's amazing. I love her. She's great. Yeah, but okay, I think that's it. Sydney the Snake, ew. Leah the Liar, yuck. I'm still not watching 90 Day Fiancé, but I like your recap. I think I told you
that's
that
so
last
funny.
Time.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, the what's her face Maria on Bachelor. She's annoying, but like,
yeah,
she's fine.
But I like her better than the other girl. Yeah, yes. I don't think she's right for Joey.
No,
I think she'll be fun on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise is no longer happening. It's canceled.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fine because I don't watch it anyway.
I know. I actually didn't watch this past season. I'm like, I don't have time. It's like on two nights a week. But yeah, it's. I got some insider info from someone who works on the show.
Interesting.
No longer happening.
Yeah. I think Maria would be a fun bachelorette entertainment wise. I don't think that she'd be good in terms of like actually the romance part and like actually honestly and authentically wanting to find a husband kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think she's good television. I think she's fun television.
Yes. Okay, next message.
Hey guys, it's Carson City Brittany bitch. Just hanging out. Puppy is sleeping. Old man dog is sleeping. Gracie the cat is somewhere. And Giacomo, the bird, is being a bird.
Like Dr.
Really
Doolittle.
Lately. I just think he's getting old. I don't know. Which is fine. I'm never getting a bird again. Like, I love him, but birds are a lot of work.
Yeah.
They're not like, I don't know. They're just, yeah, they're a lot of work. Anywho.
Giacomo?
What was I calling about? Oh, a show that I used to watch. I was calling to see if anyone watched the show. I can't remember the name of it. I used to watch it when I was a kid, like pretty young. Like, I don't know, like I remember like five, probably around four or five. And there's this girl and she'd sit in her window. She had like a window seat and she would like look out her window and be talking to the man in the moon. Like, she just talked to the moon.
Oh, I think it's Allegra's Window.
It was a surreal show. And then there's Allegra's another window. Show that I would watch, and it was two neighbors, and they were, like, I don't know, tweens, teenagers. I don't know. They seemed super old to me, like, big, big kids. I'm like, okay. Anywho, they lived across from each other, and their windows faced each other, and they'd open their windows and, like, talk to each other. I don't remember the name of that one either. Maybe it was a movie. I don't know. Or a show. I don't know. And then also I was thinking, because, like, when I loved Growing Pains when I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
And I'm so embarrassed. My first crush. Okay, I was 4 years old. Okay, give me a break. It was Kirk Cameron.
You know, I mean, that's
yeah.
You know.
It's so painful thinking back. But, like, hey, you can't help who you have a crush on.
You can't.
True.
Love you guys. Bye.
Wait, I don't know the second one, but Allegra's Window was like my favorite show growing up too.
Is that a
cartoon? Oh wait, no, I was thinking I was thinking of Eureka's Castle. Wait,
hold on. Oh.
Wait, what the fuck is Allegra's Window? Oh no, Allegra's Window is a thing.
But a girl looks out at the moon. I watch Eureka's Castle.
I don't know why I said Allegra's Window so quick.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was too.
At the end of each episode, Allegra sits at her window and reflects on all the lessons she has learned. I think that's why I thought it was that.
Right.
Because she would sit on her window ledge and, like, I don't know if she talked at the moon or not.
Yeah, what am I? Someone talks to the moon.
I think it's Allegra's Window. Yeah.
Who's Dorothy Jane Torkelson?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's the Torkelson? The Torkelson... She talks to the moon. A Torkelson?
Yeah, Allegra in her window in her little corner seat. I think it's Allegra's Window. I don't know what this Torkelson bullshit
was.
Is
it? Is it a puppet? No, this is... Okay. The Torkelsons. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what's the Torkelsons?
Is it like it's a Disney show. Hold on, let me put this moon guy as my background. I hope this is it.
Okay, I could. That's absolutely not what she's talking about.
A man sitting on the moon playing an accordion.
That looks like a greeting card. What is that show? That's not for kids. What is that? What surrealist bullshit? Is that Amelie? What surrealist bullshit is that?
Wait, what is the Torkelson?
That's not for kids. A sensitive teenager is embarrassed by his working class family. A working class single mother provides for her quirky family and five kids in rural Oklahoma.
That's the Torkelsons?
That's what it says.
It was a Disney show from 1991, 1992. A sensitive teenager is embarrassed by her working class family.
Okay, well, call back and let us know if it's Allegra's Window or the Torkelsons.
You've never heard of the Torkelsons.
No one's heard of the Torkelsons. Although she also does have a window, an Allegra's Window-esque window and window seat.
I feel like so many kids are from the 90s, there's always kids sitting at window seats.
Yeah, but what is this moon thing you've
I don't
created?
Know. I don't know what that is.
I don't think that's from the show.
You mean it wasn't a man in the moon playing an accordion?
That's like not even... I don't even know what that is. That's like a collage. That's someone made a collage.
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Well, because there's this like... What is this meme? I used to sit by the window and talk to the man in the moon sometimes because I wanted to be just like Dorothy Jane Torkelson.
So maybe it is the Torkelson. Okay, well, if either of these things strike a chord with you, please let us know.
Because Allegra's Window is like all puppets, right?
Yeah. She didn't say it's not puppets.
That's right. She didn't say it wasn't puppets. I have this man playing accordion behind me.
She also didn't say it was a man in an accordion in a top hat with a corsage.
A sleep demon.
Yeah, that literally. That's terrifying.
Okay, last voicemail of the day.
Hey, guys. It's Carson City Brittany Bitch again. I am calling so fucking much. I am sorry. I haven't called in like forever, and I just miss you guys. So I'm listening to the mailbag from Thursday. Today is February 10th, I think. I think I called yesterday, too. And I don't know. Anyhow. So the reason I called in asking about those shows is because I don't know if she said her name, but she's talking about like Brave Little Toaster, and which I loved when I was a kid. I loved the electric Blinky. He was so cute. And the vacuum cleaner. I think the vacuum cleaner and the electric Blinky were my favorite. They're so cute. Aww. I love the scene too. I think they're like in that pawn shop with that guy. It was weird. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
No.
But yeah, so her talking about that show.
The Torkelsons?
Sparked that memory of childhood shows that we watched. And I don't know the names of those shows. I mean, I can type keywords into Google, but I'm not going to do that.
Someone please tell us what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I'm wondering what this gargoyle show is. It's not the gargoyle.
Oh, so right.
I wonder if I've seen it. I've watched so much TV. I'm such a TV freak. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
God, she's really throwing us for a loop with all these shows.
Gargoyles. We got Talking to the Moon.
Yeah. If you're a TV connoisseur and know these shows, please call in because we've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at these ideas.
Oh, wait, The Man in the Moon.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Wait, Reddit. Here we go. 90 show where girl talks to the man in the moon. The show was maybe Disney, Nickelodeon. There's a teen girl who always talks to the man in the moon.
What do they say? The Torkelsons?
Oh, someone said The Torkelsons, later renamed to Almost Home.
I've heard of Almost Home, I think.
Solved. What's Almost Home?
Well, it's the Torkelsons. But no one liked the name the Torkelsons because it's deranged.
Why did they rename the Torkelsons?
Because that's the most fucked up show name. Who says, I got to get home, the Torkelsons are on?
I probably did.
Yeah.
Mom, I got to get home, the Torkelsons.
The Torkelsons are on.
I'm going to miss a Torkelson.
Yeah, what's your favorite show? The Torkelsons.
Torkelsons.
The Academy Award goes to the Torkelsons.
The Torkelsons. Lifetime achievement.
Oh, yeah. In television writing. Torkelson. Goes to the Torkelsons. Well, anyways, guys.
Well, that's all, folks.
Keep on calling in. My name is Allison Torkelson.
My name is Melissa Jane Torkelson.
And we are the Torkelsons. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.